Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Tim Jacquet. Thank you for joining the program. Tonight's session, we're going to talk about the social sales revolution, seven steps to get ahead of the game. If you have any questions, you can post your question in the chat room. I just open it. Or you can call in at 347-324-3460. Again, that's 347-324-3460. If you do call in, we ask you to turn down your radio so you won't get an echo, won't get feedback on the station, and we'll patch you right on line. Just going in to begin with, the seven steps to get ahead, social sales revolution. Number one, kind of go through it, is to you want to get in the game. Number two, you want to know your customers' hangouts. Number three, you want to make yourself likable. Number four, first friends, then leads. Number five, connect with social intelligence. Number six, tweet up your pipeline. Number seven, get together, sell smarter. And conclusion would be the last one. We'll wrap it up. So kind of just go from the very beginning. We are in the middle of a social revolution. A new age of social customer has arrived, marked with every expansion stream of blogging, which is something old, is now new. We have status alerts, we have tweets, we have likes. Social network users now have suppressed email, so they're not using email as much. Email is slow. Twitter is fast. Facebook is fast. You get these apps on your phone. We want stuff instantaneously, and we want to be able to interact and communicate. I remember going back to the AOL days, we used to instant email each other. They instant message each other, and we love your interaction. And it's the same thing, but now it's in a different form. We can't sit there and interact, but we can actually interact in a different way as a community than versus like one-on-one, which that kind of has some limitations there with instant messaging. So it's kind of a new birth of social media. I remember also they're in communication, people send emails and they wait for that email. But the only thing with emails, it gets a lot to read. I mean, you hear this new meeting with Facebook and tweet is small. You can glance at it and go on with it. To read somebody's email, all type of issues happen, especially if they're long-winded. That'll give you pages of pages. And just say what you have to say. That's all we want to know. Okay, yes or no. Say what you got to say. So that is the new media, new environment we're in. 56% of the buyers feel stronger connected to brands that they engage with social media. So if they're engaging with it, they trust you a little bit more. So that's why it's a little bit important, because they have this interaction. Hey, I know this person. I really, really know this person. And that's what this is all about. It's relating to people, making yourself more available to them, and it's good customer service. And we look ahead to a highly networked sales channels and richer customer databases. Also, we get complete social insight, and we believe it will come to a norm in the future, which it is right now. If you get talking about getting into the game, you got to get into the game. Your company today must have a Facebook account. You must have a Twitter account. You must have a Google Plus account. So those are the tools of the game. You must have a LinkedIn account. And the others you can just add on to. It's not essential, but you're in business today. You need Facebook, you need Twitter, you need LinkedIn. LinkedIn is professionals. Twitter and Facebook is more social for customers, but they feel like they can engage with you and learn more about what they're actually doing business with. If there's a single gripe, common gripe with customers everywhere, it is that salespeople don't like the time to find out or business to find out who the customer is. They just want to give you their pitch and you're not listening. Well, we want you to listen. So you always want to put yourself in your customer's shoes. Put yourself as the customer and then build a relationship with them, build rapport with them, and then turn on the opportunity to sell them something. So where will you go to learn about these products and services? Your needs, your objectives, your technology, your environment, your timeline, your organization structure. 75% of the IT buyers say sales don't know enough about the industry. So this is the industry. That's why you had to get into the game. And I'm going to talk about a couple of, while I'm at it, talk about some tools that you can sign up once you have your Facebook, once you have your Twitter account, once you have your LinkedIn account, and your Google Plus account. You should look at some suites that would tie all of this information together so you don't have to communicate on one thing. One thing I want to introduce to you, what we use here is YourBiz. It's published by American Express. You do YourBiz, YourBiz.com, register. You don't need a American Express account. Just register as an individual. And yeah, I think you can use your Facebook or your Twitter profile and link. They have the app that you can link into it. On your dashboard, for example, you have your average rating. You can monitor some of your competitors. Also, you can monitor what you have on local searches from Bing, City Search, Super Pages, Yahoo, Google. You can pull all of this together into one app. It gives you what's your social media reach. Ours is 5,000 for 1,000 people. We have most of the people, 52% from Facebook. Twitter is by 27.2%, and our LinkedIn is 20%. We have an extended reach of 14 million people. Also, you can add your listings from Super Pages, from Google, from Yahoo, from Foursquare, and so forth. And again, you can tie all these in here, and it will pulse all at the same time. It'll give you a schedule, give you social activities. Is someone joining? It will say who are your new followers. You've lost someone, it'll say who you lost, and you can try to get them back. Also, it has the same metrics for your competition as much as it can give you. So your competition kind of gauge you what their reviews are, what their social buzz, what their flag, and what's hitting. Give me 1 second. Internet is kind of slow tonight. It's hard to believe. Bear with me 1 second if you don't mind. Okay, it gives us your reviews from those from Yelps, City Search, Super Pages, and so forth. It gives you what your listings are. You can put all your contacts in. It gives that as well. So make a note of these suites. They're free. Your Buzz is free from American Express. Also, I want to take a TweetDeck. You want to look at Hootsuite. There's another one called Crowd Booster. There's another one called Social Bro. So TweetDeck, I think, is free. Hootsuite, you have to subscribe to. But I go with the free stuff first and gauge it from there. Crowd Booster is free. Social Bro is also free. But to kind of tell you what the TweetDeck, again, we still have the introduction of getting into the game. TweetDeck is mainly for follower users. It helps you with your tweets. It can tag keywords to look for. It has a mobile app, which is great. You can do it through your phone. You can hold multiple accounts for your personal, your business. It will go all in TweetDeck and consolidate. Also, you can look for industry terms. If you are a Let's say a carpet cleaner, you can search everything for carpet cleaner and find those particular keywords and tag them and try to grow your audience. Hootsuite, H-O-O-T, Suite, is more of an aggregate. It will tie in your social media. It has a mobile app. It will tie your LinkedIn, your Ping FM. You have more tools. They have more analytics. And it allows for team collaboration. It's more like Twitter and Facebook on steroids, where they'll be able to manage your Foursquare and LinkedIn as well. Now, again, YourBuzz can do all of that as well. This one gives you a little bit more matrix, kind of give you some more analytics than YourBuzz. But YourBuzz is pretty good, so it's free. And Hootsuite is HootSuite. TweetDeck is TweetDeck.com. CrowdBooster is more of a reporting, kind of a measurement. It's free. It tells you what time of day, tell you the best time to communicate. So imagine from midnight to midnight, and it will show you when people actually respond to your tweets, receive your tweets, how many people are talking about that particular tweet. It can tell you at the time of day, which is really good for measuring when it's the best time you want to advertise something. So if you have a big sale that you want to advertise, it tells you what time of day to send it, because you can look in the past, hey, your people are responding from this particular time period. It might be 2 a.m., and you might want to send your campaign at 2 a.m. Like in email years ago, 5 years or 6 years ago, say the best practices is to send something on Tuesday to Thursday, midday, either in the morning or right after lunch, because people will see it better. Don't send something on Monday or Friday, because people are engaged in so many emails that came over the weekend on Monday morning, of course on Monday, and they're trying to get the week started on Friday, they're trying to get out. But believe it or not, with some email campaigns, some people, small businesses, will look at the emails over the weekend. So, but the best practices is to go through Tuesday through Thursday. Okay. Social Bro has an app, and they got a little cute music. And let me go through Social Bro real quick. In Social Bro, they highlight. You can see your community in the map. So it's like Google Places, and it shows you where your people are from. Also, it has it manages your tweet list. You can browse your community. You can check who isn't following you back. It keeps your community in a local database. You have fast communication with your friends. Easy unfollow backup tools. Easy follow back tools. Insight by your Twitter community, the best time to tweet, to get the best stats, search all Twitter, Tag Cloud, which is great, old school things, tweet Twitter dashboard and filter sort, so you can sort by name, bio, location, if you want to target for certain things there. If I go to Crowd Boosters, Booster, Crowd, C-R-O-D, Booster, B-O-O-S-T-E-R. They have product features. They have targeted recommendations. They have at-a-glance insight about each message. They have followers and fan growth. They have deep audience insight. They have managed multiple accounts and so forth. So those are your tools you want to get started with, try to get into the game. Number two, you want to know your customer hangout, where they hang out. You may can tell with these particular suites. Your first step is to figure out where your customers are, your potential customers. You want to engage across the social web. You want to differentiate. I can't talk tonight. I'm really tired. About the industries, kind of discern between the industries, about to tend to what to concentrate on, what areas not to concentrate on, what to touch. And also at the bottom line, you want to tune in customers' conversation and join groups and forums to set up Google Alerts. So if you see something on the horizon that your industry is big on or a new product coming out, you can Google alert that particular keyword. And anytime that comes up in the community or come up on the web, you would get an alert on that. Okay, let's go to number three, make yourself likable. You want to be known as the expert in that particular field. You want people to be reachable. You want to be approachable. Have people come out to you to trust you. Don't give them, give them stuff for free. You say, hey, give them a free advice. Don't care. But make you the expert, make you the likable person. So you can build that rapport and you can put those seeds in place. So when they need this thing, they can depend on you or call you. So, you might not want someone for 3 o'clock in the morning to make yourself available, but make yourself available otherwise. You want to polish up your profiles on social media sites, connect to everyone you know, and join relevant industry groups. Also, friends first, then leads. Build a relationship of friends. Whether you find customers, if you plan it, they will come. If you reach out to them and make yourself approachable, they will come. 2,000 users attend a three-day event. If you put a three-day event on, get all of the information, give the little card out, ask them to like you if they don't mind. They might not have to read it or join your tweet group. Say, hey, I'm not going to send you anything at all. But just in case something is important, that might affect you or I think you might want to know about, I'll tweet you on it, okay? And just keep these people in different profiles, maybe once a month or once a week, but keep your names in front of you. Answer your customers' questions before you pitch the information. Number five, social intelligence. Those suites like CrowdBooster, TweetDeck, DECK, Hootsuite, YourBuzz, SocialBro, all of that will give you some intelligence on what's going on with the communities. And I mentioned that earlier, so I'm not going to re-elaborate that. And join in a professional group within LinkedIn and kind of collaborate to see what other people are doing. So let's take a one-minute break real quick, two-minute break, and we're going to go jump into number six. But before we go, again, listen to the point of need and learn from your customer's social behavior. All of this will get you going. Here is a short take from SocialBro. I'm just going to play the music. Don't say anything, but I'm just going to go ahead and play it anyway. And that's going to be our two-minute break. Hold on tight, and I'll wrap this show up with the last two and some stats for closing. Oh, Bros. So that's Social Bro. I wish I could play that song. It would be really neat. Okay, so let's go jump into number six. Tweet up your pipeline. The first impression, the first impulse of people is to tweet. You want to tweet up your pipeline. You want to build your pipeline. People began to see you as a consultant instead of a salesperson. Again, people see you as a consultant, not a salesperson. That's what you want to be. You want to be the industry expert. And believe it or not, that's what Google want. They want experts in field. They want, when search engine results come, they want you to blog because they want you to stand out as that expert. And there are some people that expert in certain fields. Just blog and do your build up your community. Blog, blog, blog. They want original content. So number six, again, tweet up your pipeline. Post on social media sites at least twice a week. Be yourself. And say, I'm not a media person. I'm not a radio person. I'm just me, Tim Jacquet. Okay, let's look at number seven. Get it together. Get it smarter. You have all these tools in front of you. Now, be the expert. Communicate within your LinkedIn groups. Communicate in your Twitter groups. Try to get Twitter friends. And that is another site called Tweet Friends. T-W-I-N-D-S twins. But you have to actually build a few people, build your little history. But if you do have a history on Twitter, you can go in and exchange seeds. It's a great little website, and I'm going to go through it in a few minutes before we go into the last section. But it's T-W-I-E-N-D-S. Twins. Got a mixture of tweet and ends, like friends, and you can go and exchange and build a community from there, and you trade off seeds. So it's kind of a strange thing, but what you do is put your information in, and you punch people that the industry you like, if it's like for business, boom, 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 you pick all the people who's interested in business, and you're building up your people. Now, what happens if, you know, they want to drop off is fine, but at least you have something to build from, something to get that's free. And that you can build a relationship to, and they might, you know, want to share your business ideas with you or do business with you. Number seven, you want to get together, you want to sell smarter. You're the expert, you want to sell smarter. Participate daily in your daily employee social network and deliver new insight. Come up with some new ideas. Get around people that... it's going to give you some creative ideas. You might see something. Someone came with something strange, but it's a great idea. That's why you might want to get into these particular groups. Before, let me see real quick. Bear me with me a few seconds. And I'm going to, while we do this real quick, let me pull up this other website for you on Twins and kind of give you an overview real quick. Here it is. Yeah, twinds.com. And again, you can get some free twin friends on Twitter friends on here. And they used to, believe a few years ago, they used to have Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Facebook did push them on a year ago because they were trading people likes. They didn't want to do that. They want people to build your own likes, honestly. And Google didn't like the idea either. So they kicked them off of building likes on your YouTube videos. And what happened is, if you have a video, you post it and say, hey, I'll like your video if you like mine. And it was like a software that will, if my video is on there, it would, if I pick these group of people, it would trade automatically. So it liked my video and I like his, and it's all within the software. And they didn't like, Google didn't like that, so they took it off. They asked them to take it off, and they did. Same thing with Facebook, didn't like that. It's about a year ago. They didn't like that, and the same way. Here's Twins. It's Grow Your Own Social Network. You have to have a Twitter account. You maybe want to establish a Twitter account, another brand new one, because you might not going to get very far with it. So they have some stipulations. They want you to have a history with Twitter, so we're not manipulating the system. They also not only have a something with Twitter, but also an age account, and you have actually sent some tweets, to be fair. They have categories for music, fashion, movies, sports, money, and they have a lot of other interests on here. Entertainment, photography, internet marketing, Facebook, shopping, health, comedy, news, and so far SEO. And you join these particular groups and you trade your Twitter. Okay, I like all of yours if you like all of mine. So, for example, Lady Gaga, but it does measure you on your Twitter friends. Like, Lady Gaga has 14 million Twitter. The second person in place is Britney Spears with 11. Taylor Swift have 9 million. Nicki Minaj, I can't believe it. Nicki Minaj have freaking 7 million followers. Wow. That is... She's more than Justin Timberlake at 6 million Twitter friend followers. So, my gosh. I didn't stand Lady Gaga. Britney has her own people. But if you look at Kim Kardashian, she's at 11. Victoria Beckham is at 2. InStyle is at 2. Movies, Kevin Smith is at 1.9 million, almost 2 million. I don't know these other people in movies, which is weird. Shaq has 4.5 million Twitter followers. Lance have 3. NBA only have 3. Chad Ochocinco, he has almost 3. LeBron James has 3. Money, I know we are in the top 5 as well for business. Let me look real quick. I was really, really surprised what we were. Maybe it was finance or something. For the longest, wow, we were like on the number 2. And we don't have only like 1,000 Twitter followers. I mean, like 900 or something. We probably lost a few when we started advertising daily. So anyway, that's a great site. It's free, 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 free. You can also buy some Twitter friends and see if they go anywhere for you. I'll say don't pay that much for it. Maybe $5 or $10 for it and get some Twitter friends and see if you can grow your community there. $10, that's a meal. And grow there. And pretty much it's pretty easy. And mainly it's a board. You just click and you just choose who you want to be friends with. And you just trade seeds. Hey, I click your, become a follow of you. You can follow mine. It's done at the same time. So if I find somebody, out of courtesy, I go to them and say, I'll follow you. You follow me. And the system does it automatically. So you can build up your friends that way. Let me close out with a couple more information about social media. There's a smart white paper annual report called the State of Social Media Marketing, 5 Areas for Social Media Investments. Companies are still on the fence on this because they can't really measure it. You can't really measure goodwill to the public. You know, it's a given. If you're Coca-Cola, you are giving your brand, and you're putting seeds in so people like, you know, you don't know how this is affecting you because it's free advertising. Here on this first page, you have Twitter, Facebook friends, LinkedIn, you have your blog, you have Foursquare, you have YouTube, and they go through this whole report. We're going to put this on our blog's website, but let me just highlight a survey. Management is starting to look at this. Executive and senior management is looking at this, responding in a serious manner is 38%. Marketing support is 27%. Mid-level management is 27%. And they say if they are novice, they're a dabbler, they're experienced social media leader. I'll say we are more into the experience now. You asked me 3 months ago, we are novice. Then we became a dabber in it. Now we're a little bit more experience, we want to be a leader in this particular field. The top social media investments is presence, frequency, and processes. Increasing presence across the board presence across the board. Social marketing platform reported 70% of social survey responded. And then it goes to Facebook, what Facebook does, what Twitter does, what LinkedIn, what YouTube brings, and what their blog brings. And it goes to a social, it's a whole white paper to kind of give people an idea how to, what's their return on the investments. So anyway, just kind of recap real quick. I want to keep the show in 30 minutes. 7 steps to get ahead. You get in the game. You put yourself in your customer shoes first. Number 2, you know your customer's hangouts. Tune into your customer conversations, join in groups and forums instead of Google Alerts. Number 3, want to make yourself likable. You're the expert. Polish up your profile on the social media sites. Connect to everyone you know and join relevant industry groups. Number 4, friends first, leads second. Answer your customer questions before they pitch the idea. Number 5, connect with social intelligence. Listen to the point of need and listen to your customer social behavior. Number 6, tweet up your pipeline. Okay, go to the site I just mentioned to, Twins, to try to trade for some accounts. Post on social media sites at least twice a week and be yourself. Number 7, get it together. You sell smarter. Get a strategy plan together. Participate daily if you have any employees or social networks. Discover your new insights. Also, again, Twins is a site you want to look at. It's free. TweetDeck you want to look at. It's free. It has a mobile app. Hootsuite got to pay for, but it pulls all the information together. YourBuzz is free. Look at that. CrowdBooster is free. You want to look at that. Social Bro is free as well. So all of those are really good ideas and tools that will help grow your business. And I'm going to leave it at that. So I'm going to post this information in our little blog on blog.applecapitalgroup. And I hope this session was a benefit to you and will help you increase your business and help increase your sales. Again, this is Tim J.K. Tune in out for another episode of the Core Business Show. Thank you for listening. And until the next show tomorrow, take care. Now, play the game.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.